Good morning and welcome to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast with me, Hormas Patakia. To tell you where we are as a market, well, we are on the fence. There are factors that support a further market correction, while there are also factors that may, just may, lend some support on the downside. Now, let's first talk about the factors that support a further correction. Now, Friday session, Indian equities themselves sold off heavily, with FII selling over 8,000 crore rupees in the cash market. Now, Friday's drop erased all the weekly gains for the Nifty, and as a result, it ended absolutely flat for the week. There was a dip on Friday's trading session, but unlike the usual times, that dip was not bought into. Same is the case for the Nifty Bank as well. That index snapped a 6-day winning streak and just about managed to close in the positive territory on a weekly basis. That same Friday evening, the US market sold off as well. The Dow Jones witnessed its worst week of 2024 and the S&P 500 saw its worst week of 2023. The 10-year treasury yields are also back at the 4.5% mark. If all of that was not enough, the tensions between Iran and Israel escalated over the weekend, with Iran's drone attack on the latter, most of which though was intercepted, but it was an attack nonetheless. Iran also said that they will not shy away to respond to any further aggression from Israel. Asian markets too have opened lower this morning, with the Nikkei and the Kospi both down over 1%, while the Hang Seng has also opened lower. The GIF Nifty as we speak is indicating a gap down start for our own markets. But if there are headwinds, there might just be some support for the markets as well. Now, with both Iran and Israel saying that they don't want any further escalation of the conflict, the US has also surged restraint from both parties. So there is a hope that there will be no further escalation of this conflict. As a result, crude oil prices that were supposed to be in the spotlight post this have seen a muted reaction this morning. Both Brent and WTI are flat, trading with a negative bias, but Brent remains above $90 a barrel mark, and that is a slight concern for the market. The Dow futures are also trading in the positive territory, not by much, but positive after Friday's sell-off as we speak, although the uncertainty over the Fed's rate cut trajectory continues to persist. Back home now, support may come from some domestic macros as the CPI inflation for March fell to a 10-month low, while industrial production, on the other hand, was at a 4-month high. A stock-specific factor that may support the market are results from TCS. The Tata Group giant reported its Q4 results post-market hours on Friday, where EBIT margins were at a 3-year high and the deal wins of over $13 billion for the quarter were also a record. The management also said that FY25 will be a better year than what FY24 was. Now, JP Morgan has upgraded TCS to overweight and has also raised its price target to 4,500 from 4,000 rupees earlier. It has called TCS a cross-cycle champion that will initially benefit from low-cost deals and then from digital transformation deals in the medium term. While most other brokerages like Goldman Sachs, HSBC, etc. have retained their bullish call on TCS, they cite some near-term visibility concerns over revenue as a potential drag. Nomura, though, has retained its reduced rating on TCS, and its 30 to 50 rupees price target is among the lowest on the street for the stock. Nomura says that there are no levers for further margin improvement until TCS delivers on the growth front. Some other stocks that will be in focus today include Anand Rathi Wealth, which also reported results on Friday. The AUM growth was a strong 52%, as was the net profit growth at over 30%. The company also announced a buyback via the tender offer route. However, the buyback quantum and the price may leave a little to be desired. That's because the company intends to buy back only 0.9% of its outstanding equity, and the buyback price of 4,500 rupees a share is just a 9.9% premium to Friday's closing price. The stock from its IPO price of 550 rupees though is up almost 9 times, of which 5x has come only in the last 12 months. So expect some reaction there. Patanjali Foods reported its business update, where it said that it is strategically realigning its portfolio to within the food and FMCG space to cater to evolving consumer preferences. Now, for this quarter, the edible oil business for Patanjali grew in single digits, while the food and FMCG business is now nearly 1/3 of the overall revenue. The Doodh biscuit of Patanjali also became a 1,000 crore brand in FY24. It'll be interesting to see a reaction in that stock as well. Now, Granules India's Vishakhapatnam facility facility was inspected by the US FDA and the inspection was completed with zero observations. Also keep an eye out for Aster DM as it declared a special dividend of 118 rupees a share, although the management had already indicated earlier that a dividend of this quantum was in the offing post the sale of its GCC business. Shilpa Medicare has raised 500 crore rupees through a QIP and funds managed by market veterans Madhusudan Kela and Sunil Singhania were issued shares in that QIP. Madhusudan Kela already has a 1.38% stake in Shilpa Medicare as of December. Now speaking of stakes, IREDA has seen three mutual funds make a complete exit during the month of March, according to a note from Nuvama Alternate and Quantitative Research. However, none of these three funds who have made an exit had a stake of more than 1% as per the December shareholding pattern. Shares of IREDA or the Indian Renewable Energy Development Agency are up 60% so far in 2024, but they remain below their previous record high. We'll also keep an eye out for the IMD press conference later today, where they'll share their monsoon outlook for the season. Remember, SkyMet has already projected a normal monsoon this year. And that's all for today. Let's hope that a dip, if any, gets bought into and normalcy is restored in the market. And by normalcy, I mean the market moving higher as it has over the last few months. We wish you a happy trading day ahead. And for the sharpest market insights, stay tuned to CNBC TV18 and CNBCTV18.com.